Nowadays, Mexico is a much poorer country than the United States. In fact, per capita income in Mexico is only about one-third of what it is in the U.S. But it hasn't always been that way. Tenochtitlan was the capital of the Aztec Empire. It was one of the richest areas in the Americas. Population of the city was more than 200,000, making it one of the biggest cities in the world. It was larger and richer than any city in Spain. Bernal Diaz del Castillo wrote in the 17th century about the conquest of New Spain and the reaction of the Spaniards when they came upon Tenochtitlan. He writes, "The great towers and quays and buildings rising from the water, all built of masonry. Some of the soldiers even asking whether the things that they saw were not a dream." He notes that he didn't know how to describe it, seeing things as we did that had never been heard of or seen before, not even dreamed about. So when was Mexico richer than the United States, and when did things change? We're using data from Angus Madison, Statistics on World Population GDP and Per Capita GDP, all the way back from 1 to 2008 AD. As you can see, up until 1700, Mexico was actually richer than the U.S. Per capita income in Mexico is 568, while in the U.S. it's 527. That means that per capita income in Mexico was 108% of what it was in the United States. The next data point that Madison has is in 1820. So from 1700 to 1820, per capita income in Mexico did not go up very much. There wasn't a whole lot of economic development going on. It went from 568 to 674. In the U.S., on the other hand, we have a more than doubling of per capita income. What that means is that by 1820, per capita income in Mexico was only 54% of what it was in the United States. So clearly, in this 120-year period, something had happened. There was a reversal of fortune. Madison's next data point is in 1870. Here we can see that the 50 years after independence have not been good for Mexican economic development. Per capita GDP goes down from 674 to 579. And again in the U.S., we see a doubling of per capita income. So towards the end of the 19th century, per capita income in Mexico is only 24% of what it is in the U.S. And this is a pattern that's going to persist. Looking at much more recent data in 2008, we see that per capita income in Mexico is close to $8,000, while it's a little bit more than $31,000 in the U.S. Meaning that per capita income in Mexico is about 26% of what it is in the United States. So the key is somewhere between 1700 and 1870. And in future videos, we're really going to focus on this time period right here, the 50 years after independence from Spain. There are a lot of theories of what went wrong in the 19th century, economically speaking, for Mexico. We're going to focus in future videos on a few. One is the effect of war, political revolt, and overall instability and uncertainty on domestic and foreign investment. Two is slow financial development, including stock market development and slow development of banks. The third is a legal system which didn't encourage entrepreneurship and didn't encourage the formation of limited liability corporations. Fourth is the effect of regional militias and what that meant for governance of Mexico. And lastly, deficiency of infrastructure, which made trade very difficult and transport of goods.